This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
There is one music festival where it's actually, you're quite happy to be approached by a dog as you arrive. And if you're a dog lover like me, you'll know it. We can only be talking about the most fun you can have with your canine family. It's Dogapalooza. And we're so lucky to have Abby Gee, one of the organisers, here to talk all about it.
Good morning. Good
morning. Thanks for coming in.
You're very handsome. It's a bit putting me off.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We look like this all the time. You wouldn't know we got up at 4:30 and came in here this morning.
Well, actually, you both look really fresh. It's a bit, yeah, it's putting me off.
We did have, overwhelmed. We did have Anthony Clear in earlier and we had to lift our game.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was lifted.
Thank you. Well, please tell us, Dogapalooza, I haven't heard of it, but I love my puppy. What's the sitch?
Well, it's fifth year now. This year is number five. It's essentially a dog friendly music festival in Burnley Park in Richmond. I've done a lot of events in my life, and everything from 50,000 capacity music festivals to the Dalai Lama. This is my cutest, most friendly, nicest event experience that you could have, because I think the key thing about dog events, and particularly this one, is that because there's no social barriers when there are dogs, so everybody knows each other before they even get in the gate, because their dogs have interacted and they've talked about where they were rescued from or who, how old they are or their outfits or whatever else. So it's just a whole other level. I think it's actually probably a bit like when we were kids. You basically become, that festival is a little bit like when you're small, because you have there's no barrier to a social conversation. So everyone's dogs are going everywhere. So
I heard outfits. Can I go in a matching outfit with my
dog? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I had my three there last year because they went along with Puppy Tails Rescue. So we went there with them and did a bit of time in their stall. And I was trying to walk through the people.
Yeah,
and one of my dogs got tangled around someone's little tent, and the other one's running through. I thought, everyone's judging me. Like the uncontrollable dog owner trying to juggle the drink and walk three dogs through the park. I will never do that again.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got to. And that's why I think a decent amount of people come without dogs. And yeah. I think that's because they come so that they've got, two hands free to, kiss everybody else's dog. So that's actually a really good way to go as well. But it's really just laying about in the sun. It's a cruisy day. There's an off-leash cinema in our off-leash area, so you can just lay out there with some beers or whatever you want, wine, and have your dogs run around and not be looked at as a bad parent because they're technically entertained. Yeah. And watch a couple of films or, go to the main stage and do the same thing, listen to some bands, or there's the stage two, which is where we have the dog show, which is the cutest thing ever. I mean, that's my favourite part, actually.
I was going to ask, so what is your favourite part of the day?
The dog show is my favourite, and I think it's because our categories are a little bit left of centre. We have ones like the quietest achiever, so for the awkward dogs, we have those sorts of categories that capture other things, and best rescue dog, which is another one of ours, and that's that you basically have the whole story told to you as this whoever it is walking around the ring, and it's just and we have a really great MC who's the glue, because he's so dry. It's the funniest MC I've ever had, so at any of my events. So it's just, and because it's got a fixed capacity, we have 1,600 people. It's a big space, so it means that you've got heaps of room. There's no queues. There's no parking is literally next door.
It's really
just
good to
really
park.
Easy.
Is there a limit on dogs? Because Tom bought three. Is that
Technically, you should only have one dog per one person.
Depends on the size.
Okay. But mine was tiny, and I got permission from Deborah from Oscar's Law.
He knows people.
Yeah.
He's got the connection.
Hey, listen, they've won four Logies now. They've got pictures with Logies. So they kind of came along, and we went there.
You're famous dogs. Right, okay, excuse me.
It's a good way to help raise money for rescues. Come and have a talk and have a photo with the dogs and throw a gold coin in for the dog rescue people.
That's cool.
But that's what I want to talk about. Like, Dogapalooza is not just a fun day out with your pooches. It's the best. It actually has a very special meaning cause behind it. Abby, what happens?
Well, one of the primary benefactors of the event is Oscar's Law, which is an anti-puppy factory organisation that basically educates everyone, including me, at one point when I wasn't aware that companion animals were bred intensively and debarked and, you know, putting concrete pens underground and all this sort of thing. So, and even just the unethical breeders that are on Gumtree, you know, that same thing. I wasn't aware of any of that. So that kind of advocacy is still really needed. And what's happened in Victoria is amazing. Under Labor, they shut down effectively even buying dogs from pet shops because it's, they're nearly all from puppy farms. It's just meant that the activity's moved interstate. So there's a huge amount of work to be done still, and they don't actually hit anyone up for money. Have you noticed that online? They never ask anyone for money. They've got a huge social media base, and they never ask. And that's very much Deb, the founder. It's very her, but their primary fundraising activity is Dogapalooza, which I didn't actually know. And I'd run the first one and she was like, oh, this is great. Now we can keep running. And I was like, wow.
And Deb takes Oscar, who was Oscar's Law, was actually named after a little cute puppy called Oscar. And a few lucky people in the world like me have actually got to hold Oscar and get my photo taken.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Because you can't.
It's covered.
Oscar's getting older and
your dogs are famous.
Everyone wants to touch Oscar. So you kind of can't grab and pull at him. But
you need to see the stubby holders we have this year. There's this amazing photo from the Herald Sun that we've got on there. You'll love it.
Because it's not like, is this music there, but all the food's vegetarian.
Yeah.
So they go there. It's all got animal welfare. You can buy a beer there called Dog Beer or something.
Moondog.
There. I knew it had a dog in it somewhere along the line. And you can still go in and get VIP tickets?
Yep, there's a handful of VIPs left. There's still probably a couple of hundred of the general admission, but there's a handful of VIPs left. VIP is really the way to go.
You get like a little special section, a bean bag, a little bag. You get to feel like all posh and all that.
Well, Dogapalooza is held next Sunday, the 10th of November, at Burnley Oval on Swan Street, Richmond. Tickets are available at oztix.com, or you can find them on the socials, and we'll have the links all up in our socials as well. Abby, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, sniffing people's butts out there is acceptable on that day at Dogapalooza.
I hope. <Yeah. laughs> Please don't let Tom in.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.